recording, but
you didn't bring any cigarettes.
I didn't bring any cigarettes, dog.
You have hella cigarettes at your
home. I got two packs, baby. Don't worry. Cause I always got two packs.
Speaking of two packs,
one for the plug.
I fucking
give
me a cigarette, dog. Yeah.
Hey, we're recording. I don't have a soundboard this week because we had work to do.
What? Oh no, Jacob.
This is Big Radio Show. Wow, big radio show.
Well, ooh, it was not so easy on a full stomach. Yeah.
Yeah, it was never easy.
Wow.
Well, it was never easy.
Someone had to do it. All right, I stepped up.
That's the shit you say when you're like lounging by a pool when you're 60. Well, it was never easy.
Yeah,
I just did it. You
just had, sometimes you got to kill the boy and let the man live. You know
what? Robe you stole.
You know what I mean? You're young. You think about it. You'll know what I mean when you're my
age.
We
out here at Mark Malch. Coffee Street and Shaman. We got no headphones, no soundboard, all Zoom.
Hell yeah, fucking Zoom in and hands,
just
bitch.
Raw conversation with no.
We going in raw, dog.
No bullshit.
No fucking bullshit. What was I gonna say?
No bullshit.
You guys ever start talking and then go into another accent you don't know how to do? You ever done that?
No.
I will overestimate my accent abilities sometimes. I'm like, I can do a British accent, and I'm like, I actually really am not good at this.
I always just go Indian by accident.
Yeah.
Like Scottish, like, yeah. Oi, mate.
The fuck is that?
I don't know. I know a Scottish accent. I don't know why that happened.
Thank you. I'm from Scotland.
Yes. Would you like a haggis?
Like
I don't know.
Apu.
Yeah, Apu, basically. Yeah,
from Simpsons.
Mr. Simpson.
And I can do voices pretty good.
No one can do accents.
I can do character voices, but fucking.
Can you.
Accents, I just fuck up.
Can you do an impression of.
I didn't say it was great, by the way.
Can you do an impression of a... never mind.
We just ate a whole pig at Mark.
Yeah, we spit roasted a pig.
Wait, everybody's which means really
we,
full.
We fucked a hoe.
I'll put pictures on the Patreon.
Sorry, I'm fucking...
I'll put the video on the Patreon where Lewis stuck one of his nuts in the pig's ass.
Yeah, he will.
One of his nuts?
Yeah.
Damn. These nuts?
It's going to take a lot of iMovie know-how, but...
Yeah, but we're going to do it.
We can do it.
What did you learn in the industry?
It's what I've learned in the industry. You guys want to know what I've really learned in the industry?
What'd you learn, Ben? Give us some insider info.
Nobody's made any money since 2003 in the industry. It's all just been fake.
Yeah.
It's all been not real. It's all been like social credit. Y'all call it clout now. In my time, it used to be, you used to just call it cool. It was just cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now,
basically all we get paid in.
Would you call it cool points?
Yeah, we called it cool points.
Ding, 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 ding.
When I was in college, it was chill to pool ratio had to be on point, right? You had to be a cool guy. It means you were chill. And your pool ratio is you got to fuck bitches. But if your chill to pool was 1-1, you were, damn, you were the coolest guy.
Yeah.
Oh.
My ratio was all over the goddamn
place. Wait, you call it pull as well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
You said that so earnestly. Wait a minute.
You call it pool.
Because
it,
like, it's only really in the north where you say, oh, I pulled this bird last night.
Sometimes we say pull the wool.
That sounds rapey.
Well, they should have just coughed it up, you know?
Jesus fucking Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Well, they can make a show of it, but, you know, ultimately, it all ends up in the same place.
God, Ben, stop. You're digging
you pork meat drunk right now?
I am. Pork meat. I thought you said port meat drunk. Like,
no.
Where the fuck
two different kinds of table wine drunk? What? You know, yeah, he ran off. We're going to jail.
Hey, man. I thought he was going to bring some Long Island.
Yeah, I thought
Island
he was getting
us
Long Island.
Maybe that was just too aloof a suggestion.
Yeah, like, oh, should we?
Yeah, exactly. We didn't.
He's probably down there ripping the bass right now.
Yeah.
Just slapping the bass.
Nah, yeah. Plays drums.
Drums?
Yeah.
That's why he's so smart. Smart dudes play drums.
Really? He's a math rock guy.
Very a math rock?
He's a math rock guy.
Yeah.
It's very, it's, you know, there's no peaks and valleys, but it's real hard to play it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't get any of the pussy, but you're the smartest guy in the band.
Zero pussy.
Dude. Yeah.
Math rockers get no pussy until they get math jobs later on in life.
And they get, they fuck their
undergrads. I don't know. I feel like bassists get less pussy than drummers.
Bassists get like wild pussy, dude.
Nah.
Yeah. No, because bassists have to act out. Bassists have to not give a fuck. right? Yeah, but girls they get to like, and they're like, he's technically in the band. He counts. So
they get the dregs. Like whatever the lead singer doesn't want, the main guitarist gets. Then it's a bassist.
It I think on the if bassist, you're though. If you're a modest bassist, yes, you will probably not do well. If you're just sitting there, dum 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 dum, just focusing on your notes and not really contributing to the performance, you're probably not gonna pull, if you will.
But if you're
doing all kinds of wild shit, like swinging it and strumming really hard.
If you're like the Fall Out Boy bassist, whatever his name is.
Oh yeah.
Fucking Pete Wentz.
Pete, no, he Pete was Davidson.
No, he was the guitarist.
Pete Wentz was the bassist.
He was the bassist?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, but he was also the best looking one. I don't think that's fair.
He was like...
Well, he was the bassist.
This tall.
Every emo chick
saw his
wanted
penis.
To fuck him. Yeah, who didn't see
his
penis?
Yeah, we all penis saw the out pics.
There. Makes me feel good. It's all right. It's a good hug.
Not as good as fucking...
solid hug.
Chris Evans.
You saw his dick.
Saw his dick, dude?
He did it. He accidentally released a picture.
Is it a Captain American dick?
It's a fucking... Thick hog. Yeah, he got a dick on him. Like, he deserves to be Captain America. He had that super soldier serum. Like,
is he cut? is he cirked?
Yeah.
Is he Andy Serkis?
I think most fucking Americans
are. He's Captain America.
That's America's dick.
What color is it? Is it like brown or what?
The fuck you mean what color?
Sometimes you get like discoloration around where
you got purple dick.
Chop it off.
It seemed all right. I don't know. I was just trying to fucking contemplate if I was gay or not by enjoying the picture. I wasn't looking at the color.
You're thinking too much, man. It's a spectrum, dude.
Fat dick. Was he hard?
I don't know. But
was he soft? Well, you don't fucking know. Was it down or up?
I bet if you're Captain America,
it was there.
You would like have the balls to take a soft dick picture because you're Chris Evans. It's like
no, it was an accident. They put it up. It was like he screenshot something out of his camera. Roll and didn't realize it was a dick pic there. And then,
oh, bullshit. That's
because after that he did like post like, oops. So it was kind of like, come on.
Uh-oh, I put my fat dick on.
Yeah, look at my fat fucking
This sounds like cock. The kind of image you would have to click through a few pages to get to, Lewis.
No, it was just on his
back. You didn't just accidentally see Captain America's dick.
I saw every Chinese girl I followed on Instagram shared it on their stories being like, whoa, he's hot and he's got a huge cock.
Well, you know, it's not a big deal.
Is it only Chinese girls?
No, it literally was only the Chinese girls.
Chinese girls love Chris Evans.
Yeah, Western girls were just like, whatever. All the Chinese girls were like, look at that fucking monster.
Fat dick.
They're talking about the dick.
That's a fucking schlong.
Yeah.
No,
like,
if it's thicker, it's a schlong.
A schlong? I think a schlong is
no, schlong's long, long. So like a schlong would be a thick one.
A schlong is a thick one. There you go. Schlong. There you go. Coin it.
There we go. You heard it here first. Trademark.
Ding, ding.
Big, big comedy.
Schlog.
Schlog.
He got a gulag.
Ooh. That's a good name for like a
Russian
damn, I don't
war
know what
camp.
It looks like.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
That's a Russian sex dungeon.
I would think if somebody said, do you want to see a picture of Woody Allen's dick? I'd be like, yes. Of course.
Nah, bro. I was thinking about this today. I think sometimes... Like, it's good to peek behind the curtains with celebrities, but sometimes it's just like, because, like, if he had a small dick, everyone would be like, that's disappointing.
Oh, who cares?
But you know what I mean? Like, I mean,
He's probably got an average dick.
Like, celebrity sex tapes, I mean, some of them, like, there was a singer in England. She was a singer in N-Dubs. I don't know if you've listened to that.
The hell is that?
They're fucking sick. You'd appreciate it.
Why would... Okay, all right. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I don't even want to know what the fuck
and the
you're
chicken,
talking
about. The chick in that band was so hot and, like, when we were growing up, they were really big. So we were like, oh, my God, she's perfect. And then a sex tape dropped of her sucking dick. And she was just so fucking bad at it. It was disappointing. Like 90% of it, she was just
slapping
the bass. Yeah. And it was like, oh,
slapping
on,
the bass.
That's fucking disappointing.
You know, like a nice slap on the face.
Yeah, but not like 90% of the blowjob outside of her mouth. Like, that's just fucking... Ladies, if you're listening, like,
well, she's like a public figure. She's like famous for having a talent other than getting fucked. Like, what do you expect?
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Like, I don't want to pee behind the curtain all the time. Like,
I pee behind the curtain when the restaurant's crappy. You ever think about how disgusting cloth curtains are in a Chinese restaurant when you're going to the bathroom? Because dudes don't always wash their hands, or sometimes they do, and their hands are soaking wet, and they just.
Yeah.
Smear all
you
over
know,
that cloth.
Damn,
fucking
that fucking
shit
cloth curtain
piss
doesn't
all
get
over
washed
one once.
Fucking day.
Shit come and
not
piss once. All over those things.
Yeah,
just there for years. It's just becoming more and more discolored.
Just hanging.
Oh, God.
They could clean the entire restaurant and just be like, something's still fucking... And they'd
I
never
I
even
wonder
think
what
about
smells
it.
Funky.
Yeah, like looking right past it. It's hiding in plain sight.
They used to have them in all the Hellens, which is the worst place to have them. Those are the dirtiest fucking dens, dens of sin.
Just cheap alcohol, cigarettes, smoke in cheap the air.
Creeping up on them.
Nah, nah.
Communes.
Communes
like.
Got their look. Communes got their. They've got their clientele.
I will have they've got no argument after being at a Chengdu commune.
Well, Chengdu is just a special place, bro.
That was
all
fucking.
Right, but Louis,
yeah, that was
you gotta
disgusting.
You got to tell Ben about Chengdu, though.
Oh, dude.
Tell him about the Chengdu commune. Hey, for the record, whoever's listening, commune is a chain of bar restaurants.
Big
in
ass
China.
Chain. There's like 2-3 in Xiamen now.
Yeah.
And like, they're not bad places. Like, they obviously
yeah,
look nice. They
big,
got this whole
good lighting,
facade.
Look
like,
nice.
Good but food. Like, if you're from England, it's like Wetherspoons. Like, they've got a bunch of chains. They're all pretty much the same, but they're all decent.
Yeah.
And fucking, we finished the show in Chengdu. Obviously, good show, great crowd. We were on a high. We were like, oh, let's go keep drinking. And we're like, oh, there's a commune across the road. Let's go there. I'm sure that'll be nice. And we walked in, and I'm not going to lie, every inch of that place was covered with vomit or piss.
Hell yeah.
It was like, filthy, bro.
Like,
it was
a like, there was people slipping over in the vomit, like, near us.
Bro, there's people, like, holding up towers of, like...
Oh, they were chugging
like
towers.
Cocktail towers yeah. just chugging from a tower.
And I fucking went to the bathroom just
three
hoping,
out of four urinals.
Because I knew there'd be a Western toilet there, just hoping to take a shit, and Jesus Christ.
Everything was just splattered.
All of the urinals were clogged. The toilets were just fucking like a crime scene.
I yeah. thought y'all were hardcore. I thought y'all went for a fucking...
I mean,
yeah,
I...
Yeah, but dude, that. Like, I just want to piss
I mean,
without...
I don't want to, like, slip in someone else's yeah. puke, though. Like
you know it's bad like, when you're like, hey, should we go to somewhere classier, like Revolution?
Yeah.
Like...
Whoa, chill. Revolution's a great place, know. Lewis. What are you trying
oh,
to say?
Oh, yeah, it's fantastic.
I was making it nasty in Chengdu on that shit.
Yeah, man, that fucking place was just wild.
And there's, like, people, tons of people just sleeping at this point.
Yeah, man.
At this point in the on the
but
side,
I will say,
Saturday night or
God
Friday.
God bless the staff, because they were just, like, pretending that none of this chaos was there, and they were just like, hey, what can we get you? Hope you have a nice day. Like, do you yeah. want some food? Like, no, we don't want any fucking food.
Yeah, shit.
Hey, commune, if you want to sponsor us.
Yeah, fuck yeah. That'd be sick. I'd love to do the podcast on a commune.
A commune. God,
that'd be
yeah.
fucking wild.
No, it's too bright. It's too open.
I like that.
Yeah?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, well, cool.
I like that. Good. How about that?
I'm glad.
How about we do what we want to do for once,
yeah,
Ben?
Yeah, fucking always going to your house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, these are my cats.
You guys are like two visits away from tongue kissing both of my cats. Seriously.
Hey, it's not my fault they love me.
They run away from you every time they see
the
you.
The little one likes me.
You got a loud
because
voice.
Because it thinks you're me.
Yeah, exactly.
And she's retarded.
Yeah, she's like, just oh, like, oh, wow.
Not a smart cat.
He grew hair. Oh, wait, no, he didn't.
Hey. Oh, man, come on.
He changed, man. He changed hair and clothes.
Damn, dude.
Sorry to remind you.
Man, dude.
I'm only 12 minutes in and I'm done.
Well, have fun. Have fun recording the podcast without me.
Yeah.
Who so would be your ideal sponsor?
Sponsor? Like if I could pick for anybody
in the
entire world.
In any corporation. I mean like an institution, not like a person. This is like sponsored by fucking, you know, whatever.
Trapper Keeper.
Just a Chinese one or just...
Anything? No, any fucking brand across the globe.
If I'm just going off their advertisements and branding, I'd love Carlsberg.
Okay, why?
Like, their ads in England are just fucking hilarious. And okay. So I feel like they'd
that's the lamest
support
answer
the I've idea heard. Of it more. I don't know. You were all spending too much time thinking. I had to fucking
I asked
something.
The question. Goddamn.
I
yeah,
would,
Ben was just exhaling for 20 minutes.
And I came up with a perfect answer. Tom Brady's company, TB12. I would like to be sponsored by yeah. Tom Brady's company,
why?
TB12. Because it's a great company.
The fuck is it? What is it?
It's like a health and wellness thing.
Oh yeah, because we promote so much of that on the. We just ate a fucking pig.
No, that would be a wild sponsor though.
Yeah,
like Tom Brady, bro. It's like fucking.
It's like a,
yeah.
It's
Lionel Messi sponsoring our fucking.
I get it. You don't have to translate it.
Not really. Well, the thing is like it's a controversial brand because he's like. He's like, if you do this, you can play football till you're 45 just like me. And some people are like, this really works. But most people are like, oh, it's just yoga.
Yeah.
It's just yoga and not eating like bread.
Shit,
that's all
yeah.
it is.
TB12, baby.
TB12.
No bread, just downward dog.
That what?
Into a,
no bread.
Into a bowl of shredded
that
chicken.
That should be a Tinder bio if you ever get back on Tinder.
No bread, just
no bread, just downward facing.
Just rising warrior. Just warrior pose.
I don't know. Fuck. Oh, the news. Shit.
Oh, man, I got to tell you, I didn't do any research. I'm sorry. I was going to talk about the Mars Corporation, but I...
Yeah, they were talking about M&Ms and how they've now got a trans M&M.
I was really hyped about it.
This is why I never get upset when you guys are like, why don't you ever do anything fun or what we want to do? We got to go to your house. And then you, and then 2 minutes later, we actually didn't do anything.
I usually do my shit, okay, just for the record. Just one time.
Lewis sent a picture to the group of the green M&M with a fucking
green fleshlight. Pussy stick.
A green fleshlight under. That's
dude. She's bad as fuck, man. He's
green
M&M.
Isn't
she's
bad. She?
She's pretty bad.
Isn't she the like lesbian M&M?
No, she's the. Yeah, bro, no. She's the black lady M&M.
Yeah, she's the black lady M&M.
It's so crazy. It's a green M&M we know.
Yeah, you can like, tell. A black chick.
Come on. She looks like she looks like a church hat. That's
church hag.
Yeah, like a no, not hag. Hat.
Oh, they said hag.
Like it's the color of a black lady's church hat, like the, God, the damn, crown, church crown. Come
you,
on, guys.
Jesus, you'll get as close to the N word as you can get, won't you?
I was not even at no. It's a fact of life. Old black women wear enormous hats to church every Sunday with like a bunch of stuff on it. They do.
Yeah,
what do you want me to say? Well, is there something Scottish people do all the time that you laugh at? Probably.
Probably, yeah.
Well, I mean, aren't they technically they another race of people?
No. No.
I think they are.
They're another ethnic.
I would say the culture? Differences between me and old black women are the same. To the same degree of you
really?
And anybody Scottish.
This is the hill you're going to die on.
Yeah.
All right. So according to pinknews.co.uk.
Oh yeah, the most
this article is called "Wait, are those M&M's lesbians?" All right, wait, are those M&M's gay? It's probably a question you never asked yourself, and even more surprisingly, even more surprisingly, gay. The answer might be yes. The chocolate brand actually made the subtle revelation on Twitter a couple years ago. The official M&M Twitter account shared a picture of the two female characters representing green and brown M&Ms on a beach holding hands.
Let me see.
Oh, the ladies? Yeah, fine. I don't care. I thought they were saying the two dudes were gay.
Like, oh, no. They're just like some regular ass.
I want to see a picture.
That's like some 1930s. The two dudes are just like a 1930s like short guy, tall, dumb dude living in an apartment with each other doing schemes.
That's not lesbian. They're just friends.
That's pretty gay.
What is she?
That's pretty lesed out, dude.
I just realized I sound like a dude from the 40s.
That's intimate. That's like, you know.
Look at the brown M&M with the glasses.
She looks like displeased with her, you know. She's
like
annoyed.
She doesn't want to be at the beach
with her girlfriend, you know.
The green one loves the beach. The brown one's like,
I wanted to go to New York, you know.
Why do they need that fucking chocolate.
Anthropomorphic,
yeah.
Gay chocolate.
Gay chocolate, that's where we're at now.
Y'all hold it down. I'm going to get us Long Island iced teas.
You're going to go take a shit, huh?
No, I'm going to order.
All right. What I've always wanted, a two-man podcast. Oh, you gonna order?
All right. You want to talk about lesbian chocolate somehow, Ben?
I don't think the green one's gay.
Oh,
I
wait,
just don't think
Jacob,
so.
There's a dude here.
There's a dude here.
How do you call it?
Long Island iced tea.
It's not far off. I don't know. Try. Oh, damn it, Sanbei.
Ooh, fuck. Oh, that was easy. Now we got to see what he brings back.
Chang Dao.
Chang Dao.
Bing Cha.
Oh, Long Island. Yeah.
Literally Long Island iced tea. Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. I hope he brings back something totally different. Just
dude, I got
funny.
A huge argument with my fucking fiance before I came here. She was like...
Is it about lesbian chocolate?
We'll get to it.
I'll tell you about that one later, but this one...
All right.
I was like... I was complaining that I didn't charge the GoPro or something, and she was like,
"You're so freaking.
Why do you have to go early?" And I'm like, "Because I want to get shots of the restaurant."
You immediately get mad. I
want to do a good shot. I've been doing really good the past couple of years of taking that initial emotion and being like, "Stop,
yeah,
stop, drop and roll, stand up, put it away. You are not your thoughts, Ben. You are not your thoughts. Chill, chill. That's some real shit. Anyway." I was like, no, I'm going to go early and get all these shots of the outside so that we can just start when the guys get there. And then she was like, they're going to let you take pictures of the restaurant. Like, is he even there? And I was like, fuck, you know what? I'm going to get there and there's going to be a guy out front. He's going to think I'm there to eat. And I'm going to explain to him, I'm here. I'm the boss's friend. I'm going to take pictures and he's going to try to give me a menu and it's going to be a whole fucking thing. And she was like, why don't you just tell him you're with the comedy club? And I'm like, cause that doesn't mean we're not doing a show there. And she was like, just tell him you're doing a talk show. And I'm like, okay, fine. I'll tell him I'm doing a talk show. I just want out of this conversation right now. Yeah. She was like, how do you say talk show in Chinese? I'm like, it's literally talk a show. She's like, shut up. I'm like, no, I'm serious. It's talk a show. Whenever Chinese people ask me about it, they're
talk
like,
a show.
They're like, talk a show. And I'm like, and she's like, that cannot be it. I was like, that's when I say that, they know what I'm talking about. I've never looked it up, but that's what it is.
Yeah,
so she looks it up. I swear to God, she looks at her phone and looks at me and goes, huh, technically it's show. And I'm like, eat a dick. Eat a fucking dick. Go to your stupid fucking birthday party and get a big fight. And yeah, I'm trying to stay out all night now.
Yeah, that's why you're on the beer.
Yeah. Damn. You fucking ate that pig with some attitude.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No wonder you were fucking ripping it apart.
Well, you guys, I was taking my time.
Yeah, we just fucking...
No, I fucking went too fast. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. There was a second there I thought I was going to throw up.
Fuck.
No, man. I just,
imagine me.
Bro, dude, if I got a slow-mo of you puking all over that delicious...
Bro. Just, oh my.
Would you like a sponsored video from Big Big Comedy?
Yeah. Get to the end of the video and it says Big Big Comedy.
Email
and then it's dark
for
a minute. And then it's
big,
just
big
like
comedy.
A 2-second cut of you going...
Bro, I don't know. I really don't eat a lot of pork, bro. So like when I do, it's like super fucking rich, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like it's just unlike other meats. So I was just like immediately diving into this like pork fat and skin and all that. I was like
rich pigs.
Yeah. I'll be good on pork for a minute.
Video. We were listening. Jacob was making us listen to Radiohead before we started.
Yeah, I was like, hey, just want you to listen to some art.
Have you guys ever heard real good music?
Have you heard Radiohead?
I was like, here's the fucking Radiohead again.
Yeah.
Like every time.
Are Radiohead like super venerated in foggy London town, England?
Are they from London?
No, they're from somewhere that's not London, I think.
Probably.
I don't know where they're from.
Because they're real artists, not just rich assholes. No, I don't know anything about it.
I don't know about... I mean, everyone's heard of them. They get played in clubs and shit, but like...
I bet Tom York fucking gets kept awake at night knowing that there are blokes all around England going, I'm a creep, like screaming his song. Like, I fucking wish I never wrote that song.
Good, he deserves it.
Yeah, he's such a prig. That's
there
a
were like
song.
Years when they wouldn't perform it.
Why?
Because he fucking, it was a huge smash hit and they're like, I fucking hate performing this song. So they stopped for like years.
Oh, those kind of people, right?
Well, damn, bro. Like a lot of artists talk about that. Like a lot of artists don't. After you play that song like so many fucking times, you just get sick of it. Like your smash hit, like a fucking
Soulja Boy doesn't play that Soulja Boy song when he
you.
I'm not doing it. Damn, so hard.
But
there's
he
still
does
drums
play.
Coming in. Does he?
I got me some bathing apes. You see that over and over.
You say that, but fucking Smash Mouth. Any chance they get, they're like somebody once.
Like at the fucking inauguration.
Yeah.
How does that feel? That's weird.
Fucking amazing.
Yeah. But fucking, who's that guy who sang, every rose has its thorn?
That's a Cinderella?
Was it Poison?
Was that the band?
Poison,
or was it
Poison?
Poison.
It was Poison, yeah. And fucking apparently
Brett Michaels?
Yeah, Brett Michaels. He had an interview. He was like, I fucking hate that song. Like, I should have never fucking.
Yeah, that's a hit, dude. That's fucked up.
Yeah. Well, just
because the rest of Poison's catalog is.
Yeah, so fucking.
So good.
Highbrow fucking art.
Yeah. And Tyler the Creator has said that about Yonkers as well.
Just really?
It was like his breakout song, you know.
Yeah.
That's what got him the best new artist at the MTV Music Video Awards.
It must be crazy to be Tyler the Creator and make so much like just vile fucking content when you're younger and then blow up and that's what you're famous for, and then now make songs that are like, you know, nice. And stuff.
No, they're great now.
Yeah,
I mean, they were.
Great
I thought they
then.
Were good
yeah,
then.
I was
yeah,
not gonna lie. I listened to some of his old stuff.
But
recently,
it's just
and I, like it's fucking
It's super fucking emo.
Yeah.
Yeah, the tone of it's like, it's little, I'm going to rape a bitch and snort coke out of her dead sister.
Super adolescent. Like,
I found a...
It clashes with his new stuff.
What was it that I found recently? Goblin.
Yeah.
That one came with my suggestion. I was like, oh, that's fucking great.
Yeah, no. We used to, me and my friends in high school, to be clear, in high school, used to really fuck with that.
Yeah.
But then... actually, this is a divide between me and my friends. They do not like new Tyler, the Creator. They only like rapping dark Tyler, the Creator. Yeah. I'm like, you guys are...
I'm pretty partial to the old one myself. I like the production on the old ones, the beats. Not that he's not... Not that the ones he's doing now are bad. I just prefer those.
Fair enough.
Personally. You, Lewis?
I like music.
Mm.
I like music. Mm. I listen to music.
I didn't really get into fucking rap that much until, well, you guys, really.
Oh, we are fucking rap
aficionados.
Yeah. Experts over here.
We do post on Rap Genius. Is Rap Genius still a thing?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Genius?
Genius. Is it not called Rap Genius?
No.
Not so much I fucking know about this shit.
Yeah.
Is it literally just lyrics to rap songs?
I think, but yes, but they have like a whole little channel, a whole thing now. For example, they also have this little series on YouTube, just like, I forget what it's called, but it's basically like the production of hit songs. They'll have the producer talk about how they made it and how it came together.
Yeah,
it's pretty interesting, man. A lot of them are like shit I don't really know about, but like you have some cool ones.
I like seeing all the credits on a given song. Like sometimes the credits are like 3 pages long because somebody was in the studio and like touched a knob one day in the middle of recording like one song, and they're like, "Yeah, my man,
we don't want to get
refrigerator sued. Got a credit on this one."
Refrigerator really turned up the treble at that one part, and it makes a big difference.
He set the mood. He's important. Or, you know, Farnsworth Bentley. Whatever happened to that guy?
The fuck kind of name is that?
He's P. Diddy's umbrella holder man.
Oh.
Maybe you guys are too young to remember that.
Yeah.
You don't know Farnsworth Bentley?
No.
P. Diddy?
Did he rap?
It was like early. I think he had a couple. He was on a bunch of songs as like a character. But yeah, he was like P. Diddy's attaché or whatever is. Like he just hung out with him. And he wore like lime green vests, super ironed, prim, proper dude, black dude.
To be clear,
I don't think that was.
Well, at the time when he got famous, this is going to get into some deep waters.
That's terrible. Let's
fine.
Go, let's go.
It was 1967.
Yeah.
Selma. I don't know. Things were different when men were men.
Fuck.
No. I got. Hold on, I got.
Oh yeah, we have news.
Yeah. Somebody make a news sound. Nice. Very nice. Blah, 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 blah. Nikki's crazy. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, fuck me.
He sent me the same messages he sent you.
The same
exact one.
And I told him, hey, man.
Fuck you.
No.
Eat shit.
I just told him, hey, man, maybe it's, I'm glad you enjoy the comedy club. Maybe it's time to move on to another thing with people, you know?
You said that?
Yeah.
Oh, like another bit, you mean?
Yeah.
I thought you just said to find another comedy
club. Make new friends, yeah.
No, that I don't have the
heart
to do that.
What kind of sound was that you just made with your mouth?
What the fuck came out of you?
I can't do it again.
Like a guffaw. You made a guffaw.
Here we go.
A guffaw?
This is from Expats Focus. Chinese Americans still seen as foreigners, says committee of ... Guess who? Guess who the committee's of?
Americans?
The committee of 100. And
what's
the
committee of 100?
100 is... I don't know. It doesn't explain what it is, but
we really know what we're talking about.
It's Chinese Americans like civil rights group or something, I think.
Okay.
All right.
And this is without quotes. This is just what the author wrote. Even though Chinese Americans have been living in the U.S. for more than 175 years, open quotes, we are still seen as perpetual foreigners, said the president of an elite group promoting China-U.S. ties, who called for the federal, state, local government, and communities to do more to defy long-held stereotypes. It said there was a lady, Michelle Goh, who was shoved in front of a New York subway train. She was Asian, obviously, and she died. And so now they're trying to say that
because
of
this...
Because
the guy saw her as a foreigner?
Yeah. And
I don't know. That's just a proper hate crime. I think it's not like...
Yeah, I mean...
I don't know if that's like...
I don't know. It could go...
It's kind of
way.
I don't know how... It's a horrible thing that happened, but I think how does it connect to the overarching argument they're making here that...
Well, it's either that he hates women or he hates foreigners.
It's just a really... since
he could just really hate Asians, you know? And I Asians, mean, there are American
It's probably
Asians.
Just a crazy homeless dude that was like, right. Ah, somebody standing there. Gotcha, you know? Like it's super sad, but it could have been anybody. If we take a look at history, we can see that a stereotype of Asian Americans and Chinese Americans being perpetual foreigners can be traced back hundreds of years.
Ooh.
Like, you were literally foreigners, like hundreds of years. It's just a super sensationalized article that's like, an Asian person died, therefore, let's stop everything. Yeah. Let's stop everything. We're seen as foreigners. I think that's such a stupid fucking idea.
Do you think it's but it's kind of true to an extent.
It's a thing where somebody says it and you're like, wow, they do look different from most Americans I see on a day-to-day basis. But beyond that, no. Yeah. Like, I don't freak out when I see an Asian person. Even growing up in the middle of nowhere, it's not like right. I would see an Asian person and be like, oh, fuck. Call the mayor. One yeah. of them's here. Like, it didn't bother me at all.
But aside from your personal feeling, like, don't you think that some people would look at them as if they don't belong?
Nah, I used to see Henry every day.
What are you talking about?
Oh, Henry.
Henry, he was the owner of the convenience store at the top of my street.
Okay.
It's like where all the school kids would go before school.
Flashback noises.
Was he...
He was Chinese, yeah.
Henry.
His family owned the place, so we'd see Chinese people a lot.
This is the doorbell opening when you go... Ding, 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 ding.
Bro, I'm not talking about you see a fucking person, you're Hero like, what it. Kind of person is that? I never seen that kind of person, you know?
So what do you mean?
I'm talking about just like the...
Overarching racism?
No, yeah, I guess so. It's more like the
oh, iced tea.
The feeling you have of, you know, I don't know. For example, let's take for an example. If like someone's, if they're Asian, you take an average Southerner.
Say what you mean, Jacob.
I'm fucking trying to carve out an example for
say
you.
Say the C word.
All right? So this is going to be a super American example. We can bring it back to England in a second. But if you take any average dude from the South and it's like an Asian guy wearing a Cowboys jersey, you take the other... fucking American, like white Americans around him, they'll be like, hey, he's not a real Cowboys fan. You know, like, we have questions about his, like, Americanness, even though he was probably born and raised in America. He's American as fuck.
I would say that those feelings don't extend further than how they would feel about anybody that looks different from them.
But not a black dude.
Which, I mean,
no,
it could.
It could, but I think
you're in
the
South and you're a Cowboys fan.
I think it would be rarer.
What I'm saying is those feelings are so, like, so surface level or like such a like a blip in your mind when it happens. It's like but you don't act on it. I'd say 99% of people don't act on it or say anything about it.
But it's there.
Well, sure, everything's there. I think that's like a slippery slope argument where it's like, but it does happen and therefore we should reform everything
to make sure
Asian people feel super
special.
Look,
what they say in the article, we could try harder about Asian stereotypes in history and all that. That's not a bad thing.
I actually kind of agree with Ben in the sense that it's always going to be there. Like, if I meet an American dude and he's like, yeah, I love Manchester United, and I'm like, all right, so you like found the first football team that you found on Google and that's your thing.
Right.
So it's like similar, like, you see a Chinese person in a Cowboys jersey, you're like, oh, you're not a real fan.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So if you just took, instead of that American dude, just make it any person of color living in England who's wearing a Manchester United jersey, and he's like, I love Manchester United. You're like, oh, yeah, you fucking, you just looked it up, didn't you? You know?
Yeah, kind of thing.
It's like a similar feeling.
Yeah.
I don't know what it has to do with that fucking hate crime.
Yeah, I don't know. We kind of...
That's a whole other... I feel like that's a whole other thing. Because their argument, they're talking about being perceived as foreigners, as perpetual foreigners, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I feel like... whether you do or do not perceive someone as a like a foreigner, you can still see someone by their ethnicity and then do something based on how you feel about that ethnicity. And I feel like that's different from perceiving someone as a foreigner. You know what I mean?
Well, let me see if I follow you here. I think that is everybody, though. You know what I mean? Like, if you see somebody that's different from you, especially if you're in America... where, you know, there's fuckloads of immigrants. Like, it's known for bringing people from all over the world.
Yeah.
You're going to have some quick thing in your head where you're like, ooh, Asian. But that's it. And I don't think that's wrong. I think that's just the way it is. I'd say most people at the mall that see one Asian guy in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, aren't going to
Well, no, I don't think it's everything. Wrong. I don't think it's wrong for people to see people of color or different ethnicities and to be like, oh, Asian.
Yeah.
Because they are Asian.
We do it all the time.
You know, they are of Asian descent. I think it's not, there's nothing inherently wrong with identifying someone based on what you see.
Yeah.
You know, because you could be wrong or you could be right, you know. But I forgot where I was going with that.
Well, the thing about the article is it starts off with this, which I think is a huge claim that all Asians are seen as perpetual foreigners. And it's like, that's
true.
Like, if you go to New York City, nobody gives a fuck. Like, you talk as fast and retarded as any other ethnicity from New York City. Yeah. You're all in the same bullshit with each other. And there's tons of cities in the U.S. that are like that. The last, and then it goes off the rails. The last thing that this article says is the U.S. has been a bellwether of the world's economy because it attracted talent from all over the world, and it has the world's leading high-tech industry. Yet science is a global thing and needs interaction. From this perspective, the U.S. is harming itself. So this isn't the first article I've seen that is saying, like,
can you suck the dick?
If the U.S. If the idea of U.S. people can't get over themselves and accept foreigners, it's gonna, like, they're going to learn their lesson. But the whole idea is stupid because the U.S. is mostly foreigners at this point. It's like, there's other for sure, but it's not a big deal, especially if you go to any other country where when you show up and you look different, that's your whole identity. Like, my whole identity when I go on the street here is, it's a big white monster. I wonder what the fuck he eats or what, you know, what he does. Like, I'm just different. Whereas the U.S. is held to the standard of, like, if you even blink in the presence of an Asian person on the elevator, I feel threatened. Now I sound like my dad.
No, I think
I'm not trying to go that deep, but
yeah, be careful.
It's a little much.
No, I think there's like a spectrum here. Like, so what they just said at the end there about if they want to, like, basically if America wants to continue to, like, succeed technologically, they need to accommodate other types of people because we have succeeded because of that. But I think, first of all, even before people were really trying to give a fuck, you know, they always were trying, but before there was a more widespread effort to give a fuck about other ethnicities, there was still, like, really important contributions by, like, other types of people in America. You know, it was happening before this big push, you know. I think, however, what might be where something like that is really important is, like, for that article I talked about a few weeks ago where the FBI was, like, maybe it's the CIA, was just investigating a lot of, like, Chinese scientists and professors under the assumption that they were spies and they were carrying along information. And to be fair, like, there are incentives passed along by Chinese institutions for information about, like, American trade and technology and things like that. So that is an incentive for people, but They had the story about trying to investigate this professor who was just not guilty, you know?
Yeah.
But they got him, he was, like, away from his job for, like, a year. He's having to do all these court battles and all that shit just under the assumption that he was passing along information to the Chinese government, you know? But he was acquitted. They found that there was not enough evidence to like even sustain trial.
Yeah, there was zero evidence.
Yeah, so, like, exactly.
Leave the man alone.
But so I think something like that, where if on a governmental level, we have major institutions that are bullying people who are doing really important critical work for America, like, I think that is a serious problem that we want to avoid. Also, having our fucking trade secrets given away is another problem we want to avoid. But damn, there's got to be a balance, right? So, yeah, like, we don't want to scare away talent.
But the guy was Chinese, right?
Yeah.
So what if he was Korean?
No,
well, still Asian, but not Chinese.
Yeah.
So there's a big thing between the U.S. and China right now. Yeah. So that example makes this article sound kind of silly because it's like it doesn't know if it wants to say Chinese people or all Asian people. When you have to be specific, if the government's going to bully somebody, they're going to be Chinese, not Korean or Japanese or something.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know what I mean?
Filipino.
So, like, I don't like that it happens, but I see why they do it. You can't just let everybody in and say, honor system, you know, like, a few people are going to get picked up here and there. And it always goes back for me, like, how we're treated here. It's usually pretty good, but the reason we're treated that way is because we're different. We're from the West. I was going to say U.S. I saw Lewis's eyebrows.
We're from America.
Yeah. And they don't know who the fuck we are. could be a serial rapist that burned down fucking churches for all they know.
They might see it in your eyes, but
they whatever.
Yeah, I mean, some of the people I meet here, you see it in their eyes.
But I'm still treated a certain way. And I used to not feel this way. People would argue with me that, you know, why should the U.S. be held to a higher standard than other countries? Like, they're making it impossible for the U.S. to just get along business as usual because we're getting mucked up in all these ideas of, like, every single culture and color and person and religion, like they all have to be equally venerated and set apart and looked at and inspected and appreciated at all times.
I don't know, that's exaggeration, bro. Like, it's not like that deep.
I used to feel that way though. I used to feel very strongly about that. And people would say, why? Have you ever gone to like Afghanistan? Have you ever gone to like most countries in the world where if you're just a foreigner and you're either good or bad, like there's no middle ground, there's no gray whatsoever. And I was like, yeah, but we're different. We have to be, they're like, we have to be what? And we're usually drunk at this point. I'm like, I don't even know what I'm talking about. I don't know. And then I feel stupid. But now I kind of feel like those assholes about the whole thing. It's like, fair's fair, you know?
Yeah.
I think I don't know what you mean. You lost me.
I mean, it's basically, I don't know many other countries that do social justice tinged stuff the way the U.S. does. And the way that people in positions of power are held to some crazy standard when it comes to every move they make, because they like all of their speeches have to be super inclusive and everything has to, you have to walk on eggshells all the time to get stuff done. And it's just not that way in most parts of the world, you know what I mean?
An English politician once got in trouble for the way he ate a bacon sandwich.
Well, was he being a fag about it?
No. Like, it's not, that's not just the States. I think he'd just being fucking very much.
Well, that's why I said not just the U.S. It could be, like, you guys are definitely grouped in that thing.
Yeah, massively. If you say one fucking thing close to wrong.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I get what you mean about the U.S. because, I mean, you guys very much do have a bigger culture on, like, I don't want to say it, but social justice warriors and people picking up on any little thing and being like, you hate Mexicans because you said you don't like chili. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm trying to think of...
Yo, who the fuck hates chili?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of
fuck
a dumb
that guy.
Example.
He is a racist.
Yeah, fuck
that. I get what you mean, that you guys probably do have it a bit harsher, but I feel like nowadays, like, it's starting to get to the point where everywhere is like that.
I think ultimately, I honestly don't give a fuck, and I get heated about it because we've had drinks and we're talking about it. But on a day-to-day basis, I do not think about this stuff.
Right. I just think, I don't know, I don't think it's that deep. I don't think that people are asking for that much in reality. That's why I was saying people that you might be exaggerating.
People. I don't think most people are. I think the loudest people are asking for a lot, but most people that don't care to express themselves in that way give a shit about stuff like that.
What is asking for a lot? Bathrooms.
You mean like the LGBTQ society asking to be treated like people, Ben?
I'm not trying to like
treat them
you.
Like people.
I'm not trying to paint you as a certain person. I'm just trying to understand so I can respond.
I'm saying the average person doesn't care if the I don't even know all the letters. See, if
LGBTQ.
If I were talking to over 100 people and I got those letters wrong, there's a chance somebody would say, this idiot doesn't even know what gay rights are.
Honestly,
it's like,
I think that is a problem.
Yeah.
I think that
sucks.
A problem.
What, that people want to be treated equally in society?
No. God damn it. See, you're doing it now.
I'm not doing anything.
No,
I don't know what you're talking
about. I think things like that, like, what are ultimately kind of just like...
What, just do like, you think they're meaningless?
No.
There's a lot of inconsequential shit, yeah.
No, things that are like... A mistake like that is just a mistake, you know? It's not... It doesn't in any way indicate any
if you were a true supporter.
What are you doing? Enough of this ironic shit.
I'm not being ironic. If you were a true supporter, then you would know what you were talking
Lewis
about.
Lewis is engaged. Jacob, let him be engaged.
Yeah, well,
he found something he likes.
What about some average person who just like doesn't hate gay people, but they don't fucking know everything. They didn't read all the books.
That's what I'm trying to say.
What about that kind of person?
Why didn't they read all the books?
Because they got better shit to do. They got a farm. They got to raise children. They got to go work at Walmart for fucking 80 hours a week.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're a real supporter of
those
lifestyles, why couldn't you learn more?
What if they're blind? You fucking ableist piece of
shit.
They
go fucking Braille.
All allies can read.
No, I'm assuming that they have Braille too.
They have Braille books?
Yeah. Well, not books, but yeah, they have Braille brochures and shit to explain things to all people.
Braille brochures. That's what we should make. We should make business cards. Big, big Braille.
Big, big Braille.
Just little bumps on a card.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I don't fucking know.
Let's move on.
No, man, I had a fucking point before Lewis's bullshit.
I think I understand your point. Well, you're the one that got fucking LITs.
No, no, okay. All right, here it is. Here it is.
Okay.
But it's just that, like, I think it is a problem, okay? I do think it is an intellectual, it's like a...
What is the problem?
All right, here's one problem. It is one problem for, I think, a mass of people to look at what is ultimately like a pretty minor mistake, you know, something like just if you just fumbled up the letters for the LGBTQI plus whatever, you know,
what? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. If you just fumbled it and then you take a group of people who do get upset. I really think that's not a ton of people. But if people did get upset by that, then that's a problem. Like able to understand what is just
But that's like if you called a Japanese person Chinese, like you should know. You should at least learn or try to figure it out before you go ahead and say something like that.
Okay, well, sometimes you just have to speak. Yeah.
That's why I say the F word on this podcast. I don't have time to elucidate the kind of person I'm trying to describe to you. But when I say that word, you guys know exactly what I'm talking about.
Which word?
The F word.
What's the F word?
Bitch, you say it every fucking day. Quit that bullshit.
I've seen you scream it in public.
You look in the mirror and say it to yourself every morning.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You climb off of Leon, fucking
yeah.
H word.
That's a problem, but it's fuck.
I think you guys are the problem for like you know, not
move on.
Maybe I'm the
all right.
Problem.
I got bored, so I decided to fucking piss you guys off. Give me a break.
Fucking
all right.
What
do you want to talk about, Lewis? What do you want to?
What's your fucking special news article?
I got fucking nothing. I don't give a shit.
Give us a problem in the UK. Give us a problem in the UK.
Yeah, what you fucking
and
you
we
read
will
the news, bitch.
We will
okay,
support
the biggest problem in the UK right now.
Boris Johnson.
Boris.
No, it's
Borscht.
Going to a Downing Street garden party.
Yeah, basically,
that's
it's
a sick video, dude.
Yeah, it's no, it's the fact that government set these legislations and rules for social gatherings, and then the entire time I've just been breaking them. So the rules were you're not allowed to have a gathering over five people who aren't your close family or in your household, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, they struck those rules down.
They just
days ago struck
yeah, I know.
Those
and then
down.
It came out that they, behind everyone's backs, they've been having these work meetings.
Oh, yeah.
While it was illegal.
While it was illegal, and they've just been getting fucked up. And
well, they're rich. They can do whatever they want.
And there's even videos of them now while these things are shut down, but there's still rules
hitting
to wear masks.
Yeah.
I don't know why I even try to talk in this fucking
We're giving examples.
Bitch, you suck my fucking dick talking about I wish I could talk on this podcast. You were just interrupting us with crazy shit.
Fucking no,
with
I was just
bullshit.
Bored. I sat quiet for 10 minutes.
I make a fucking
into the
point.
Darkness.
Mark is going to come up here and he's going to be mad.
Good fucking fuck.
Lewis, you need to
suck my dick fucking... Yeah. Drag daddy fucking bitch.
Hey, make your point.
Slow your roll.
Yeah, no, it is
my,
a problem,
it's
bro.
My father's business.
It is a problem.
No, it is. Well, I just saw it and read it. No, but it, yeah, that was a whole fucking issue because even now when there's the whole thing, you have to wear masks and there's still some social distancing. There's videos of them all just sat together drinking a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
Just out of the bottle.
But did you,
oh, no, seriously. Yeah.
Really?
Like plastic cups and everything. Like. Nice.
But did anybody really think that wasn't happening?
I think we all knew, but when there was when the videos came out, like it's the fact like drugs are illegal, but we know everyone does cocaine.
Exactly.
But
rich people fuck kids. Politicians gather and drink. Like it happens.
But this one has been such a fucking big impact on people's lives. I think that's why people got pissed off.
Yeah, and you can't say this shit happens, bro. Like it's totally fucking hypocritical. Like. Fucking, there were members of fucking Boris Johnson's like cabinet.
Yeah,
and they would always just be like, he was firing people. He was like, this is inexcusable. This is
yeah,
not.
Exactly.
And then his dumbass was already doing that shit behind the scenes.
Yeah. Is that where that video of him dancing with the black lady came out?
Yeah.
God, that video.
That
rocks.
Is his Secretary of Finance, I believe.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn, y'all are chill as hell.
That's pretty.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's what I keep telling you guys. HR isn't your thing. I don't know what the fuck.
Imagine if fucking Bill Clinton was dancing with like Condoleezza Rice, you know.
Dude, that'd be
like,
sick.
I mean, he just got straight up head in the office anyway.
Yeah,
he's still my favorite president.
Fair enough.
My dad,
so that's the biggest thing in the fucking UK now. And then in Australia, it's a whole thing with.
Oh, and
I don't
want to
say his name. Novak Djokovic?
Djokovic. Oh,
yeah. Novak Djokovic, you mean?
No facts. Djokovic.
Yeah, Novak Djokovic.
Yeah.
The
he's just officially being banned.
The Aaron Rodgers of tennis.
Well, what do you mean banned?
They kicked him out of the tournament
or
whatever.
He got deported because
No, but now they've banned him and said even if he gets vaccinated, he can fuck off, basically.
What?
No.
That's what I saw yesterday, yeah.
Novak Djokovic, bro.
The number one?
Yeah. He's the best. One of the greatest of all time? World, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, if I was running a tournament and someone was being that much of a prick, I'd ban him too.
Well, bro, he
from
he
the would, tournament, yes.
From what I understand.
But not from play in general.
No, not playing, just the like tournament, yeah.
God damn it.
No, I didn't mean like he's just like, no, you can't play tennis ever again.
I thought he had a valid excuse to not get vaccinated.
Oh, he did, but oh, what was it? It was such bullshit.
He just didn't want to get the vaccine.
Yeah, he basically just didn't want to get the vaccine, so he came up with this hocus pocus, schmookus mucus kind of, I'm allergic to needles.
I guess you do, yeah. I mean, why should they make him an exception, right?
Yeah, exactly. So they were like, yeah, even if you're the best in the world, if you're going to be a prick, then be a prick. Which is why I prefer the Australian government these days, because at least they're sticking to their guns.
Yo, they are. Nah, they're fucking up.
No, bad. I mean, yeah, in
they're
general.
They're dragging motherfuckers out of their houses over, like,
I think New
rumors
Zealand
of people.
Like, New Zealand is the only country right now that seems to be doing okay.
Yeah, like all five of them.
Yeah, exactly.
And all of their land is owned by Chinese people. Like, it's
the
basically
president is walking door to door like, you good?
Yeah, no, we're good. Everyone good? You got the vaccine?
Just smoking cool. cigarettes yeah, yeah, walking
yeah.
through town.
Yeah, cool.
Man, that'd be a chill place to live. If it's like that. It's not, I'm sure. But
it's pretty close from what I, from what my, like, because I had a couple of friends move back there who I met here, and they're like, yeah, it is pretty fucking chill.
Really?
Like, one of my friends, he used to work here at the Bolton Company, Big Mike, just moved back to a farm, and he's just having the most chill life. I was like, what about your wife and kid? They're Chinese. And they were like, oh, they fucking love it here because it's
It's all
calm.
Chinese now.
Yeah.
It's calm, green.
He's like, my daughter
space.
Can actually play in the street. Like, it's nice.
Right.
All right. What are we going to do about Africa, guys?
What? What?
Come
what
on.
Are you talking about?
Africa.
What?
Just get rid
that's
of it.
That's a continent.
The band?
That's
or no, that's Toto.
That's Toto.
That's Toto.
You know the band Africa who's saying rain
I'm sure,
down
I'm sure
Africa.
There's a really cool band named Africa somewhere. Though.
What do you mean? What do we do with it? You want to fucking
it's the only,
Africa?
It's the only continent that none of us are from. Well, I'm sure there's a few. I forget how many continents there are. Shut up. None of us have been there. None of us.
I'm from Antarctica.
None of us are from there. But they got problems. What are we going to do about it? You know,
every African person I
Chinese are creeping in. U.S. getting in the game way too late.
Yeah,
Chinese are building airports and saying, "Nah, this is ours. You can't afford it." Now we own the fucking national airport of all these tiny countries.
Yeah. Every African person I meet here is just like, just leave.
Leave Africa? Oh
yeah, just get the fuck out. That's why there's so many of them here.
That's going to be the place, man, in like 50 years, 50 to 100 years. It's going to be popping off
in
Africa.
I mean, it's a big fucking continent. What are
it's huge,
about?
And it's got loads of resources, and
but
some of those...
Where? Like Nigeria, Uganda?
Is Nigeria the one that's going to have like the highest birth rate in the world or something? Like, the population's huge, and like they're catching up in all these different areas, and they're starting to like own their own shit like until China showed up, but... It's going to be huge. Like, our grandkids are going to be like, I'm going to go teach English in Africa. And everyone's going to be like,
fuck.
Cool. Whereas now I'd be like, oh, fuck, dude. don't do that.
Yeah, exactly. No, we're going to be like, it's going to be like when you told your parents you were going to China.
And yeah.
They had like 80s conceptions of China. Yeah. And we're going to have like 2020 conceptions of Africa.
Like, you're going to be teaching like
you're gonna be
warlords.
Teaching how to
like,
fucking not get Ebola, yeah. You know.
12 Leons in a class. Fuck that.
Yeah, yeah. No.
Yeah. Jacob's like, I don't think of white people, man.
Yeah.
No,
but yeah, like, I think it would be the same kind of concept of how our parents felt when we were like, yeah, we're going to teach in China. Like
do they still have no food? Like,
yeah.
Are there still dudes with machetes and like prom shoes and like leather leopard skin pants and like sport coats riding around in Jeeps shooting at fucking people?
Yes.
Like, and mom, that like, was Mad Max.
I will have transitioned by then, yes. I will be mom.
Yeah. Mommy.
Man, I wonder how many people went trans just for the bit. It's had to have happened. I swear to God.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Statistically, it's had to have happened.
I agree. There's got to be at least one.
I'm
at
sure
least
I
one.
Saw at least one comedian.
Some guy was just like, yeah, I'm going to get my Izzard. Dick cut off. I'm going to be a woman. He's like laughing his way to the hospital. Yeah,
he's like, oh, look, what's he going to cut my dick off? And then he does. And he's like, oh, what am I just going to be a woman forever?
What am I just going to marry a man? happy life.
You want to see my new vagina?
Suck dick all the time? When am I going to produce breast milk?
Do hormone therapy? What am I going to get a terrible. Psych evaluation about stop. My suitableness?
Jesus, for stop.
Transitional surgery.
What am I going to subscribe to Lifetime Plus?
I'm out.
Yeah.
What am I going to forget how to drive?
Come on, man.
No.
Hey, man, low
That's
blow.
That's where you draw the line. Low blow. That's where you draw the line.
No, because there's got to be that guy.
What am I going to be intellectually disingenuous in every argument I have with my boyfriend ever? Ugh. Sorry, that was
Ben's got things going on around
this Chinese and shit. Technically,
no, that stupid gay yeah. dad Facebook picture I sent to the group about the woman. I'll just read it.
Yeah, I don't know what you mean.
No, gay that, Facebook dad.
Yeah, well, that meme. It was a dumb like dad meme. Mm.
Oh,
where the woman's like, I don't want to marry. I'm educated, self sufficient, and I'm satisfied with myself. Yeah. But my parents ask me, I should marry. What should I do? And the psychiatrist is like, Well, you're gonna fail, and when you fail, who are you gonna blame? Yourself? And she's like, no. And then the psychiatrist is like, yeah, that's why you need a husband. Yeah. Like, as lame as that whole shtick is, it's totally true. It is 100% true. I've never met a woman who could say she's wrong unless she's had a few drinks in her. It just doesn't happen. Doesn't exist. No, Jacob. Doesn't exist.
Yeah. No, I, why are
you? Yeah, you're not gonna fucking try.
I don't know. You like snap on me. You like leaned back a bit, and you were like, well, "Have I got a woman
well,
for you?"
I have a progressive girlfriend. Yeah,
no, we're fine. I mean,
like, you say that really tenderly.
No, it just doesn't happen.
There's no such thing as a healthy relationship. That's what I. That's my 2 pence.
They're tough, very tough. We got 5 minutes to bring this thing home.
Fuck it, just king. Don't let your crown fall. Just
don't get married.
Yeah, just don't get married.
Don't get in a relationship.
No, fuck it. Just jerk off, man.
Yeah.
You don't need a woman.
Bro, I just saw that joke from fucking...
The Terminator.
Zach and Miri make a porno. And it's like... He's like talking about his... It's Craig Robinson talking about his wife. He's like, hey, we met in kindergarten. And we got married when we were 18. Now she's the queen of my world. He's like, yeah, but if you could do it all over again, would you? He's like... No, I'd masturbate and live alone.
Yeah, exactly.
She's the bane of my existence.
Yeah, it's like that book you brought up or whatever, that story about the married couple that are in heaven or whatever. Yeah. Yeah. And they're like, you want to do it again? And they're like, nah.
An important thing about that, I was telling Ben a few times, a few podcasts ago about this book by Milan Kundera.
Oh.
And there's just like these characters, the husband and wife.
Is that like an Italian-Indian guy?
No, he's Czech. He's from Czech Republic.
Oh.
And he lives in France now.
A lot of
people. But it's like this wife and this wife and husband are being, I don't know if it's God, whatever. They die and then God is presenting them. He's like, "All right, so do you want to do it again with each other?"
Yeah.
As each other's just like soulmates. And they just kind of like look at each other like, "No."
Fuck, you know? Really?
Yeah. Well, because And one thing that I forgot to mention is that because they had just been like falling out of love, you know, for years, and they were staying together because they still kind of loved each other in a way, but they were just like, yeah, it's wearisome. It's hard to just be with someone forever. They just both wanted to just be alone, you know?
Yeah, fuck.
After like living with someone forever.
Christ, that's depressing. Don't
no,
that,
I mean, like, it's okay.
That's how it's going to be, bud.
Bro, no, I really do think that.
I'm okay dying alone.
No, I think that like if you stay with your partner forever, I think now there's a spectrum, right? Some people really fucking love each other and forever, whatever.
Bullshit.
But I think probably what's normal, people who have normal relationships and normal reactions to like environment and circumstance is like they'll get a little tired of it and they'll get kind of bored of it. And but they still will stay together and that's a noble thing. But it's okay to just admit that like, yeah, you know,
I'm bored.
This is my 50-year relationship. It's not always fucking sunshine. You know.
I want to hit that young honey who works at the fucking grocery store.
Yeah, of course
hit
you
that
do.
Young honey who was packaging my cans really quickly.
And it's not like his
she
wife
put
doesn't
in
know
real
it.
Good.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like the wife doesn't know her old lecherous husband wants to fuck the bag lady at the store.
Yeah.
She just never brings it up because you don't want to have a fight when you're fucking 80. Nobody wants to fight when they're 80. It's like. She knows that he knows that she knows, and that's enough. That's enough to keep it together.
A friend's
mom. I think I'm okay.
A friend's mom once said about her husband. That she's like she knows that
that's
her
Dennis
husband
Rodman.
Like, looks at other women. You know.
Yeah.
She knows, and what she said is, you know, he looks at the menu.
but he'd never order.
Yeah. Okay. My grandma used to say, I don't care where your grandpa gets his appetite, but he's got to come home for dinner.
Like, oh. Yo.
Oh, grandma, cool, God, but fucking damn. Yuck. Oh,
Jesus. But Jesus, I'm your grandson.
What did mine? She used to say he can window shop all he wants as long as he doesn't buy anything. Similar, yeah. But your grandma was nasty.
Yeah.
That's what I... boy.
You know, eat this pussy.
That's what I think.
Eat this pussy.
She's a fucking vaudeville fucking dude. Yeah. Eat this pussy. Yeah. Yeah. See? Yeah.
Nom, nom, nom. Eat the pussy. Yeah.
Put some pepper on it.
Roll up, roll up. Eat the pussy. Fuck.
Just a barker. That's literally what I think of when I'm trying not to come, as I think of my grandparents having sex.
Oh, seriously? Fuck. Yeah.
What do you think about?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Lewis.
I think of my leathery old grandpa's tongue just still eating out an 80-year-old lady.
Nah, dude. Damn. I mean, fuck.
I usually go soft these days. I'm like, whoops.
Yeah. No, went too far.
Overcorrected. Let's bring it back.
Actually, yeah. I don't know. What do I normally think of? Because, I mean, I fuck mostly when I'm drunk, and I don't come when I'm drunk. Wait, is this the Patreon episode? Yeah.
Almost. We got literally two.
Can I save
one?
Can we, for the Patreon? Yeah. Can we tag out and tag back in for the Patreon?
Hey, if you would like to hear the rest of this awesome conversation, why don't you pledge $1 to the Patreon? It's $1 a month,
it's
and $1. You get a lot of free content. I just posted a video of myself at a 2-year-old's birthday party that I'll never show anybody. I mean, you could technically go on there, screen cap it, and send it wherever you want.
But please don't.
Please don't.
Yeah, what?
Please don't do that.
Why would you fucking encourage that?
Also, one of our current patrons wants to know why we don't put stand-up sets on there. This is the same guy that also wants to know why we don't talk about the movie Nobody, because he really likes it and says we should talk about it.
Okay.
That's a fair point. Talk about it. That's a fair point. All right. I would want you to talk about the movies I like. If I was
I never
patron.
Thought about it that way. Yeah, patron. You're right. Okay. So, bye. Wait, Patreon.
Next, we're going to talk about what we think about when we don't want to come. On the Patreon.
On the Patreon. Goodbye.